Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as two enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are in, of all places, Rapid City, South Dakota area. Well, what are we doing there? Well, we're going to be doing a church at Landmark Community Church, 3777 Anderson Road, Rapid City. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. Again, we drove 10 hours yesterday to get here to spend some time with these good people of Rapid City, South Dakota. Again, we're going to be at Landmark Community Church, 3777 Anderson Road, Rapid City. So if you're in the area, please take the time to drive out 15 minutes and say hello to us. We would love to see you. And again, folks, this is what we've been doing for 23 years. Matter of fact, on Sunday, we will be driving back home. And we will be home for one day, and then on Tuesday, we kick it back out to Michigan, where we have plenty to do there. We have four events set up. I'll give you the dates. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to, friends, go over to that of Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty, and my schedule is posted. Again, Bradley's schedule is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, in just a couple minutes, I'm going to have my friend Jason Ficon, who is going after Facebook. Folks, he literally spent millions of dollars going after Facebook, okay? He already understands concerning what it is that the courts are going to do. I mean, just think about this, folks. You're wronged, and then what you need to do after you're wrong, you're violated, someone transgressed the law against you, the next thing you know, your only option is to actually sue the people that transgressed the law in violating you. And then you end up in court only to find out that the courts are as corrupt. The attorneys are corrupt. The prosecutors are corrupt. Folks, you have to deal with the system in such a fashion because it's not going to fix itself. What they're doing, friends, is attempting to protect themselves concerning the crimes that they've committed against the innocent. Well, Jason Fike is one of those guys. He understands that, listen, they're going to drag it right back to California. There's two Facebook, and he's going to have none of that. So what he's doing is he's circumventing California, Silicon Valley, where the criminals protect themselves because they got the money to do so. And he's going to be here in just a couple minutes to tell you exactly what he's doing. And he's on to something, no question about it. As a matter of fact, I think it's so provocative concerning what he's talking about, because what I'm looking here at the Sons of Liberty for, friends, is justice. Isaiah 26, verse 9. It's the very heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24. And if we want resolve, then we better deal with the corrupt regardless of who they are. And Jason Fike is just one of those guys. So we are going to be bringing it to you in just a couple minutes. He'll be online with me. Circumventing the courts, he's going to sue the government, friends. And I'm going to let him tell you exactly how he's taking it in, because this is unprecedented. And, again, I just want to be a part of bringing about the result to the American people concerning the corrupt that the American people tolerate. As Ben Franklin rightly said, he said, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. Well, guess what, folks? We're not all sheep. for the record. Just wanted to make clear. By the way, if you want to jump online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. After you subscribe to SOL Radio, click on to that link, friends, and join us on that link every day so we can circumvent those that are censoring us on certain platforms. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to go over to beforeitsnews.com, we're up on the top left page over there as well. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. My friend Michael Roach's page over there, folks. And working with them guys to get the message out, and I appreciate it. So with that said, friends, we are on 154 radio stations across the United States of America. We are number one and number two, according to Genesis Communication Networks. You can go over there and look at the gauge even now if you'd like to do that. But with that said, friends, we're humbled that you've made us the number one and number two show. It's always us and Alex Jones. Don't know why, but that's just how it goes. With that said, we're also broadcasting into 53 countries as well. So if you want to call in at any time, we are set up, friends, just for the record. We are set up on Comrax. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember, friends, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and we may not be others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, people. We follow the Christ. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and of course, you again understand exactly what we're talking about here. I want to show you something really quick before we pull up Jason Fike. To tell you what he is doing concerning Facebook and the United States government, concerning their illegal censorship against we the people here. What I want to do is I want to bring you over to a video, and it's a common sense video. Again, it's from Ron Paul, and he has a guest on his show, friends. And this guest on his show has enough common sense to actually bring about the answers the American people need to hear, once again, to show you that not everybody are sheep in this country, because I can tell you a good portion of us are not. But I want you to check this video out. It's a short video, and then we are going to take a hard break, and then we're going to come back with Jason Fike. Check this out.
I'm going to finish up with another one from Fauci. Keeps providing us with material. Here's another quote. He says, "There comes a time when you do have to give up what you consider your individual right of making your own decision for the greater good of..."
That's communism, friends.
Now, of course, the opposite is the truth. You never, ever have to give up your freedom to choose, especially on something that's going to be injected into your body. You know, even the Nuremberg Code, for those who remember World War II and that atrocity, it says, quote, "The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential," end quote. So, you know, our liberty is valuable precisely because it can be attacked. If our liberty could not be attacked, you know, it would have virtually no value. We would not cherish it. So today, our liberty is under unprecedented attack on a global scale that has never happened before. So it's up to each of us to defend it. You know, if we're under attack, our liberties, we have to defend it. The way to defend it is to say no. That's the easiest way. Because authoritarians hate the word no more than anything else. That's what Fauci is saying. He says there comes a time where you have to give up your ability to say no. And you know what the answer to Fauci is? No. We're not going to give
up. You know what? Regardless of what Anthony Fauci has to say, folks, he's not the king. The bottom line is that's who we submit to here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you didn't hear during the first segment, we're broadcasting live out of Rapid City, South Dakota. And I'll tell you what, this mountain time zone really kind of throws you off because I've got Jason Fick on the line with me right now, and I believe he's in Florida. So you got to kind of take that and then put it up to his time. It gets a little nerve-wracking to try to put it together. But, folks, as promised, what I'm doing here is I brought up Jason Fick. I just talked to him this week, and I've talked to Jason over the last year and a half, maybe even a couple years now. And in the process of doing that, I'm dealing with a young man that knows exactly what he's doing. He's learning through trial and error. He's gone after Facebook. He has millions of dollars invested into attorneys to right the wrongs concerning the violations that Facebook is committing against we the people concerning the First Amendment. Well, again, learning through trial and errors, now he's going to take it another level, and I want him to explain it to you. So, Jason, if you wouldn't mind, first of all, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Second of all, will you give us a bit of an intro, and I'm just going to let you go as to how to educate the American people as to what you're going to be doing as you take it to the governments.
I mean, so we have, you know, as you said, we've spent a lot of time going after Facebook. You and I have gone back and forth. A lot of people have gone back and forth, and a lot of people have asked me for advice in terms of taking on litigation against Facebook. And it really comes back to the same thing over and over and over again. And that is that the California courts, which is always where this ends up, you simply don't want to read the language of the law the way it's written. Now, a lot of people go out there and they try to confuse people as to what Section 230 does and what it says. And unfortunately, all of it's wrong. I can say that unequivocally, you know, a lot of people, you know, I've had people try to lawyer explain it to me. And the reality here is I've spent 4 years on the same topic with my entire life is on the line. There is nobody else that understands this better at this point. Now, what we've come to realize is that if the courts are not willing to actually look at the language of the law for what it says. And what I mean by that is that even Justice Clarence Thomas himself said that the courts have long since departed from the common reading of what the law says. In other words, what the courts are doing is not literally what the words on the paper say. So if they're not going to do that, it sort of shifted our look, because what happened is that, of course, I got dismissed in the Northern District of California, and they said that I couldn't treat them as a publisher. That's not entirely true. And I got dismissed again in the Ninth Circuit Court, and they said basically the same exact thing. And we said, that's not exactly true. And then we tried to take it to the Supreme Court, and nobody even knows this, but this Section 230 problem could have been resolved by Supreme Court back in January. But they didn't do it. They decided not to hear it. And what sort of transpired there, which was really wild, is that my case asked a very simple thing. Is anti-competitive behavior allowed? And the court said you can't treat them as a publisher. Well, if you can't treat them as a publisher, and that means just universally ever, no matter what they do, all illegalities are okay. I mean, you could racially bias. You could do anything you wanted. And that doesn't make any logical sense for a law. So there was a problem. Well, 4 months after we were dismissed, another case comes along, and it says, guess what? That the Good Samaritan provision of the Communications Decency Act, that's Section 230, doesn't immunize anti-competitive behavior. Whoa, wait a second. Isn't that what we just asked? So essentially now, the same court, the Ninth Circuit, albeit a different panel, has come to the exact opposite decision as my case. We were right from the very get-go. But again, the courts didn't allow it to go through because it's too big a company, right? And right now they're sitting on a motion where it's a very simple answer. We should beat dismissal and we should move on, but they're not giving us an answer. So we are now turning our sights to something bigger. Now what's happened is that I was denied my day in court. I was denied process, right? Well, if I'm denied process, what does Section 230 allow? It allows them to block and filter materials, meaning they are allowed to stop my liberty and stop my property. Well, if any law is written by Congress and it allows any other agent, and whether that be private or public, well, private entities actually really shouldn't have this power in the first place, but if you look at every other agent commission, you're talking like FCCS, all of the different, you know, commissions that do this stuff, they have to follow specific guidelines because they're restricting the life, liberty, or property of another, right? And anytime you restrict the life, liberty, or property, now obviously they don't have the ability to restrict your life, but some agencies like, you know, law enforcement do, okay? Well, if you cannot get a day in court and they're allowed to restrict your liberty and property, well, I was denied due process. Because I can't seek redress for what they just did to me, even though it was illegal. And I actually just spoke with, about half an hour ago, an attorney by the name of Thomas Rent. And it was an incredible endorsement, actually. He's coming on board and wants to join with us and bring a whole team of people. The reason being is because he actually said that everybody has been chasing down the same exact thing, you know, the same language issues, and I have turned it into a new novel direction, which is we are going to go after straight out the constitutionality of it. In fact, because I was denied due process, it grants me the standing to challenge the law directly. So we will be suing the United States government. We are no longer going after big tech. We are going after the source. We're going to sue the United States government out of the Southern District of Florida. Matter of fact, we're hoping that Governor DeSantis can actually bring Florida in as my ally. They could come in with a Florida helping me. And we in Florida could actually fix the whole problem because it result in two different scenarios. One, they either repeal Section 230 and an independent official regulatory commission is set up, which would be the constitutional way to do it, which means that it's no longer in the hands of Zuckerberg, Dorsey, or Ajit Pai, it's in the hands of an actual official regulatory body that is under the control and protection of Congress. Because Congress was supposed to set the guidelines for what is and is not acceptable online, not a private entity. We have the case law to prove it, and we're about to do it.
Well, let me insert some of these things that are on my mind concerning what's going on. First of all, Jason, I want people to know exactly what started all of this. Will you kind of introduce yourself as to who you were on your social media platform, how much money you were making, and what Facebook did to you. Can you highlight that first, and then I want to ask you another question.
Yeah, absolutely, Bradley. I was on Facebook in the early, early days, and by 2012, give or take, I had about 12 million fans. At my peak, I grew to somewhere around 38 million fans on Facebook, and we were doing a lot of business on there. And then when Facebook's advertising program came in, they realized that if there was that much organic reach, they had to restrict that reach in order for them to make more money, which put Facebook in a direct competition with all of its own users. So everybody else has been hurt the same way. And that's what happened to me is they shut my pages down. And sure enough, 4 months later, a friend of mine who just happened to be in a much larger business, which was working with Facebook, asked Facebook if they could restore my pages. And sure enough, Facebook says, nope, can't do it for Jason. But if you own the pages, we'll do it for you. So I transferred and sold them the pages. And right after the contracts were done, like magic, my content no longer violated community standards and it was all restored, which tells us that the content never had anything to do with it. That is where I was. We were doing $300,000+ a month by that point back in 2013. Imagine what that would be now. I at one point was larger than BuzzFeed, and they wiped it all out on me.
Okay.
So what was your second question there, Bradley?
Well, no. So I guess the next point is I hope we all understand here, and I'm talking to you, Jason, more than anything, concerning Section 230. We know that it was set up to basically censor that of pornography. But what we have found over time, and we see it in full play today concerning this whole pandemic, it's interesting that Section 230 also protects corrupt politicians. So when we're talking about going and suing the government, the United States government, I think we also need to understand those that are playing up to us, acting as if they are our friends. They are the ones, in fact, that have helped establish Section 230 to also protect themselves. So, and if that wasn't the case, Jason, what begs the question then is why is it that Section 230 has not been straightened out or dealt with properly when it comes to the violations of the First Amendment and the American people?
Well, I'll be honest with you, and this actually was in our discussion today with Attorney Thomas Rentz. Too many officials and politicians are relying on promises, and the promises are being broken by these companies. And what happens is that they go in there and say, I'm not going to hurt you, but you just let me keep going. And what they don't understand is that everyone is going to be gone. They took down a sitting president of the United States of America, and any one of these Congress members that think that they're not untouchable, well, they are. Because as it stands right now, they're playing public.
Jason, I got to take a hard break. I'll pull you right back up after the hard break, folks. Talking to Jason Fick, circumventing the courts and going after the government for not acting properly. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will be right back after this break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken spoke with the President of Mexico on Friday, the two discussing a new security agreement and how to tackle a surge in migration. Secretary Blinken describing what needs to be done to boost security.
We have to do more to stop arms and narcotics trafficking and human smuggling, to strengthen border and port security, to dismantle the financial system that sustains organized crime, and to root out impunity and to hold accountable human rights abusers, and critically, to address public health issues of addiction.
A North Texas high school is still playing its scheduled high school football game despite an on-campus shooting earlier this week. The Timberview Wolves will face Waco University High tonight in Waco. This is USA Radio News. The September jobs report released this morning shows only 194,000 jobs were added and the unemployment rate dropped 4.8%. President Biden, though, claims Americans are earning more money.
In September, we saw one of the largest increases in average wages paid to workers on working Americans on record.
This marks the second month in a row the number of jobs created fell short of expectations, with economists predicting nearly 500,000 jobs being created in September. The coronavirus is having a party right now. That's according to NIH Director Francis Collins.
I know people are sick of hearing this. I know people are sick of COVID-19. I kind of am too, but the virus is not sick of us. It's having a great old time, and this is no time to let down your guard.
Collins also saying the nation is in its fourth surge, and he'd like to be optimistic, but we've been here before. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back again to the Suns of Liberty, broadcasting live from Rapid City, South Dakota. Real quick, folks, we're going to be at Landmark Community Church, 3777 Anderson Road, Rapid City, tomorrow at 6 p.m. That, again, is Landmark Community Church, 3777 Anderson Road, Rapid City. We have Jason Fick on the phone with us right now, and we're talking about circumventing the courts and suing the government. We had a hard break there, Jason, and with that said, you were right in the middle of sharing something with us.
Yeah, what I was talking about is that we are trying to bypass this whole language issue that the courts are unwilling to sort of fix and the Supreme Court hasn't dealt with. Because, you know, after this whistleblower that just came out, of course, they're calling for more regulations, right?
That's right.
And, of course, you know, to the rest of us, it's like, oh, great, even more of this? I mean, we're going to be hammered in 2022. I mean, there's just basically, if you're conservative, you're gone. And unfortunately, actually, on the fortunate side of things is that, of course, if we do this, you know, this Fifth Amendment constitutional challenge basically relies on them being a private entity. A private entity lacks the congressional, authority. They cannot be delegated such authority. Matter of fact, for those lawyers out there that may be listening, look into Carter versus Carter Coal Mining. You'll understand it immediately because the delegation of authority that they gave to a private entity can actually regulate others in the same businesses and other citizens. It's unconstitutional under the Fifth because there's no due process. There's no standardization. There's no measurable bounds. There's no uniform enforcement. There's no intelligible principle. Like, there's all of these things that are missing that have to be there in order for this to be constitutionally sufficient. So,
yep.
Our plans at this point. We formed.
Do you have a website? Go ahead,
Jason. Yes, that's actually what I was going to talk to you about. So I formed the Social Media Freedom Foundation. We are going to start becoming advocates for others who have been hurt by social media companies. We are by the people for the people. We are not out there trying to be politicians. I am, as you said, the average guy that just got hammered. The only difference with me is I am the type of person, the harder you beat me, the harder I will fight back. And
yep.
I am not willing to accept this, and I'm not willing to accept a world where I lose my liberty simply because I'm online, you know? So the Social Media Freedom Foundation can be found if you go out there. It is socialmediafreedom.org. Again, socialmediafreedom.org. If you want to understand the real problem, there is stuff that I've written on there, an article, Section 230 is anything but settled law. It's a great article if you want to understand it better. It's fairly long, but it explains how all of these things interact and how the constitutional side. It's a very, very narrow section of law that we're working with right here, but I have the standing. I'm the only one in the nation right now that has the standing to essentially break sovereignty and sue the nation because I was directly harmed by the government, meaning Section 230 directly harmed me in court. I did not get due process. So we are going to do this on behalf of the Social Media Freedom Foundation. Realistically, if there's people out there that want to help and want to actually make a difference, I have thrown everything I can at this. I need more help. I need financial support from everyone. I need to crowdfund this because I am fighting for everyone. I'm fighting because, as I said to you, Bradley, and I said to many other people, there's no point in bringing a case against these companies because you're throwing money at something that – the courts are just not willing to fix. It's not because we're wrong. They just won't fix it. So
yeah.
If they're not going to do that, we're going to circumvent them and we're going to go straight to the U.S. government and say, hey, look, your law's bad. We need to fix this or repeal it or, you know, form an independent regulatory commission. And then Congress will have to set new guidelines for that commission. That's the way it was supposed to be done in the first place. And they didn't do that. So
again,
we really need your help. Like anybody out there, if you want to make an actual impact, it's not as glamorous, you know, it's not these big, you know, politicians yelling and screaming about big tech. No, we are at the grind. We are actually at the litigation level and we are grinding away at them. And we've got the problems figured out. We've got them narrowed. We've got the strategic advantage now, but we need the supply line. We need everybody's help so that I can keep pushing. Maybe we can fix this thing. It might be able to be done.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, I don't want to step into something, you know, never wound what you can't kill, Jason. And the bottom line is our backs are up against the wall. There's no more, you know, there's no more room to continuously back up on what's going on. I mean, what we're seeing is the face of tyranny, and they're not hiding it anymore. So my objective here is to see this through. And as you said earlier, the more that you come after me, the more that I'm going to respond to you. And that's exactly right. And I've said that 100 times on the show. You attack me once, I'm coming after you 10 times, and I mean it. Why? Because the law's on my side. That's why. And you are breaking the law. And quite frankly, Jason, I'm sick and tired of it. And we need to start bringing about resolve to the American people to show them it can be done. I mean, I've done it for 23 years here. This is a different branch off the tree, but it's a very important one. And if I didn't think that you couldn't get the job done, I certainly wouldn't have you on the radio, my friend. I can tell you that right now.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Matter of fact, we actually just picked up teams of attorneys. And think of this, all pro bono. They want to help me because they have recognized that all of the other ways that people have attacked this have been wrong. This is the one that is correct. This is the right way to do it. And it has been a long, slow grind, but we are there, and we can actually come after this thing. And effectively, I mean, and most of your audience will understand this, if they can prove that they're state actors, which is very, very difficult to do, that's what Donald Trump is trying to do, then yes, they are subject to the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment applies. But if they are a private entity, that's what I'm relying on. If they're a private entity, they were never allowed to be granted this kind of authority in the first place because it's arbitrary. They make all sorts of different ridiculous decisions, and there's no way to seek redress. You can't get your day in court. And you can't do that under the Fifth Amendment. So either way, it's unconstitutional.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jason, you know, it not only is it arbitrary, but it's despotic. These are people that don't want to be ruled by God, number one, constitutional laws. They don't want to be ruled by anybody but themselves, and that constitutes them as being tyrannical, demigods. They think that they're a law unto themselves, and it has to stop. I want to ask you one more question in closing with you, Jason. Folks, we're talking about suing the government. We're talking about taking it in and circumventing what's going on in Silicon Valley, California, where it's always teed up for Facebook to win the day. This is what I want to ask you, Jason. What would you say about all those attorneys that are working, claim they, on the behalf of their clients and going after Facebook, all the while knowing the outcome on the behalf of the attorneys? They already know what the outcomes are going to be. What would you say about those guys that are taking $250,000, $400,000, $500,000 and taking it right back into Silicon Valley to get the exact same results?
Well, when you started this, you introduced me, you said a very important part that has a lot of bearing on this. I had to learn this through trial and error. You know, we can't, you know, dissuade attorneys from bringing cases, because the outcome is very difficult. And the reason the outcome is very difficult, because if you read it and you understand Section 230 properly, meaning the way it's supposed to function, we're right. And you go, well, we're right, so the court will understand we're right. The problem is that the courts won't. The California courts are simply not doing it. So if the courts are not doing it, there's no resolution, because no matter what you throw at them, no matter how you word it, it's still going to come back and they're going to dismiss it. So that's why we are stepping away from going after. I'm not suing big tech at all now. Now I'm going to sue just the government, which means that this is going to stay in Southern Florida. And in fact, actually, I think everybody will like this. Do you know the first two people I notify? The governor and the AG, Ashley Moody, and Ron DeSantis. Those are the first two people that could stand in opposition. In fact, I hope that they actually ally with this, and Florida can be the hero here. We could save the entire union, because we can stop big tech. At least we have the path now that is no longer the same thing over and over again. We're not going after the language of the law. We're going after the law itself.
Yeah, the common sense law.
So,
well, Jason, I told
you. Don't give them too much. You know, give those attorneys credit is what I'm saying. Let them keep fighting. It's always, you know, it's always good to grind. Don't give up. But, you know, I would even welcome anybody. I say this to everybody. If you're working on this, contact me. I can give you an understanding of Section 230 like nobody else. I'm always happy to help.
Give me your information one more time, Jason.
Socialmediafreedom.org. If you can help, help. I need it. We need to support this case. We're building it now. Again, socialmediafreedom.org. You can donate there. You can read all about it. You can start to understand this better. But this is the real fight. This is the one that nobody wants to talk about because it's the most dangerous for them. We are going to get this done. And thanks to guys like Bradley, you know, that will get me on and support this even when none of the mainstream will. They'll do nothing to help us. But this is about the people and for the people.
Amen. Well, I appreciate you, Jason. Thanks for joining us. Folks, I got a couple things I'd like to say about what's taking place here, because I one of the things that I just asked Jason was, you know, what is your take on those attorneys that know that they're going to lose in Silicon Valley? Well, when they're taking $250,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, and they continuously tell their clients they can't promise anything, I understand all that. You know, but the bottom line is this: first and foremost, you're going to have to pay the attorney. That's a for sure. The other thing is we know what the law says. We know that the laws are being violated. Folks, I've had attorneys tell me it's not about justice. Well, then what is it about? Is it about advancing more tyranny as you take more of our money, all the while knowing that we're going to lose the day? And keep in mind, in Scripture, in Matthew 23, over and over and over again, Jesus warned us of attorneys. And I'm not saying all of them are bad, but I'm telling you, a good majority of them are promising a whole lot of nothing when it comes to what they deliver. And quite frankly, I'm tired of it. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. And this day, a sissified Christianity is sure is good to know. It is a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. I got some thoughts on what's going on here. I know, you know, we just had Jason Fick on talking about, you know, basically circumventing that of Facebook. And I think about how it works for these attorneys that Facebook keeps refusing, because the attorneys gain as much as Facebook does. That's the problem with the system in which we're set up. The attorneys, they guarantee nothing, but the law does. The law does. But like I said, I've had attorneys tell me that it's not about justice. What is it about then? About you making $11,000 off of a 3-week conversation to try to set it up, to tee it up, to go after someone that's violating the laws, and then only to find out when you get into the courts that the judge is just as corrupt as the attorney that supposedly represents you. And by the way, in two different cases in which I've had, I found out that the person that we were suing wasn't as much as the problem as the attorneys that we hired or were referred to us in dealing with those that we were suing. That's a fact. That's a fact. And then, and as I said, it's interesting as well to note that the judges are there in Silicon Valley when it comes to Facebook, already handing everything over and attempting to indemnify Facebook concerning their violations against the people that are suffering their abuses. Folks, are you listening to what I'm telling you? The system is working against us every step of the way. Even if we pay, Now we have to pay for justice. I want you to think about that. Well, it's going to get to the point where justice is going to come, and I can tell you this right now, a penny's not going to be spent. And I'm saying that you can, again, only oppress the people for so long before they stand up and begin to deal with the corruption. You see what's going on here concerning censorship with Facebook and simultaneously how they were teeing it up for this pandemic? You know why they just use this plant as a whistleblower? By the way, we've just found out, friends, that she is a plant indeed concerning the things that Tim Brown, the morning show from Sons of Liberty Radio.com, was revealing. And we talked about this just 2 days ago with Ben Swan, who was revealing that this is an operative. And it's interesting, she comes out as a whistleblower, but yes, she wants more regulation. I want to tell you why they want to hide behind this operative, because the end aim here is more regulations over free speech. And why are they doing it? They're doing it because they still don't have the control over freedom of speech in America that they want, because there's too many leaks exposing them concerning this pandemic for what it is. Folks, whistleblowers are coming out of the woodwork right now concerning that of this pandemic. And yes, it does have everything in the world to do with what we were just talking about, because these people are illegally censoring our free speech. And who's protecting them? Our said representatives. Who's protecting them? Our said judges. Well, you know what? It tells us in Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution that if the judges don't sit during good behavior, then we're to get rid of the judges. Folks, does everybody understand that Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution, do you all understand that it applies to every single person in this country, including the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch, all the way down, friends, all the way down? They are to faithfully execute the laws, not to faithfully advocate for transgression in abusing the American people that they're supposed to represent. So those are my thoughts as to what's going on here with free speech. It's going to go for so long. There's other countries, as I've shared with you in the past, a couple days, that are not putting up with Facebook. They're not tolerating their crimes. Poland is a prime example that if you violate free speech there, there is a $2 million fine that is imposed upon Facebook, not the other way around. Put that up against Isaiah 59. Americans, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the American people, highlighting the fact that you are under attack like you've never been under attack, not by a foreign country, but by your said representatives named Judas, Luke 22:48. Who have sold you out for 30 pieces of silver, period. Just wanted to make sure you all understood that. Hey, folks, if we understand what this says, if we understand what this says, the seedbed to this, which is predicated upon this, if we understand what's in the Constitution, it really comes back to the American people standing up and dealing with corruption individually concerning what's taking place here in this country. The mainstream media is indemnified by corrupt judges. Facebook, Twitter, Google, Yahoo, they're indemnified by corrupt judges. Then remove the judges. You want to talk about circumventing the issue? If the judge is going to play the corrupt, then let's remove the judge and then impeach him. Article 2, Section 4. And then prosecute them. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Well, that'll never happen here. Nope. You're the type that we don't need. We need the type that understand no matter what happens, we're going to see it through and we're going to make it happen. And we're going to send the message to corruption that we're not going to allow you to abuse the innocent any longer in this country. There is provision in the U.S. Constitution that tells us all of that. And again, if you go back to the first document, the Declaration, you'll see that our forefathers exhibited that to a T over and over and over again. They didn't put up with what you're putting up with, America. See, that's why we have to have guests on the show, the lone fighters like Victoria McCaskey last week, a couple months ago, Michael Bambus, now today, Jason Spike. But these are the few that understand that if you want to be free and remain free, then you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine if 330 million people actually understood that? No, man, I'll tell you what. We'd have a whole different country real quick. And all those patriotic Americans that are in, you know, these arenas in 70 and 80,000 people talking about blank Joe Biden, apparently they think that's all it's going to take to actually deal with corruption. Well, the fact of the matter is you're all being laughed at. You're only adding strength to more tyranny by doing that. You're provoking your enemy because you're showing them how impotent and how weak you really are. You know, it's funny. I get to see this everywhere I go. You know, you see the people wearing the shirts that these colors don't run, and they got the bad boy stickers on their truck. Yeah, they're driving around the hogs. They got the bald head, and they got the earrings in their ear. You know, they want to intimidate everybody. I want to show you how strong they are, man. They're as strong as the American church are today. Look at your culture. Look at your society. Look at your government. That's how strong they are. A bunch of weak sheep making themselves ready for the wolves to devour. And Americans, if you're not embarrassed concerning what you're allowing to basically devour you, I can't help you. What a reproach to heaven. What a reproach to America. What Americans have become. What an embarrassment so many of you people have become. That's all you can do is get it onto the social media platforms and give everybody your opinion. That's how patriotic you are. You're worthless. You're absolutely worthless. I'm ashamed of you. You know, when I have Jason and Victoria and Mike and how many others guests that Tim Brown has had on and myself have had on, we bring those people up to lead the way to show you how it's done. And what do? You look for the next day to talk about something new because you forgot about what it takes to actually make something work. And you turn in the day of battle when you're armed and you're carrying bows, as it tells us in the book of Psalm 78, verse 9. America, if your wound is incurable, let me say this. I love you enough to tell you the truth. You brought it upon yourself. Every country deserves the government that it has. And when you look at your government today, I want you to make clear that you understand what I'm telling you. Joe Biden is your reflection. Donald Trump is your reflection. Barack Obama is your reflection. You have become a reproach to the world. And no wonder why the judgments of God are raining upon your disobedient rebellion heads. Because you become worthless. That's why. Good day.
And we are the sons, yes, we are the sons, the sons of liberty.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.